I mean, having dogs, as we do, keeps the coyotes at a distance. And I had a real up-close and personal experience with a coyote with Mephisto, who was a real macho animal.
Dick Wheeler of Wareham.
He followed a coyote scent when we were on a salt marsh island over here and disappeared for a while. And I thought, oh my God, he will soon tire, the coyote will outsmart him. Well, I rounded the corner and looked out on the marsh, and it was an incredible sight. It was a coyote standing on his hind legs and Mephisto standing on his hind legs, and they were kind of like sparring, kind of saying, you know, I'd watch out, Buster, you know, this is my territory. And each one was saying that was truly a macho experience. I just made a loud noise, you know, the same noise I'd used to call Mephisto in from any kind of, encounter. And he used that as an excuse to say, well, I'd stay here and beat you up, but my master just called me over, so I'll have to leave. And he ran over to me, and he stayed so close to me for the rest of the day. In the meantime, the coyote just sat down and watched me, as if he said, wait a minute, what is this? That was just battling with one of my own kind, and now he's going over and sitting with that person that I have to avoid.
You're listening to the Cape and Islands NPR stations. A service of WGBH, online at capeandislands.org.